I would like to express my hakarasa tov to the Rav in particular, the CEO, the president, and the secretary for enabling those of us that are not physically there to continue to feel a strong connection to the Kila. Thanks so much.
Shakoyach, shakoyach, shakoyach. Those aren't my titles, but I am one of the work here. Try to keep all of us together, and we feel close to one another, and try to share good things with one another. Yes, Hashem, we should all be zeichet to share many simchas in the future.
Amen.
Be able to be together physically, also. Yeah. So, we are starting a new Seder, the last Seder of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's last days, and is what we call the Musa Shmuz that he's giving to Klal Yisrael. As we know, Musa Shmuz, Chazal says the best time to give it is all the way at the end. Yaakov Avinu also gave it at the end of his life. For various reasons. And we'll find all the reasons are so that it should be accepted by the other side. Sometimes a person thinks that the other person is giving Musa because they want to get something out of me, which makes it much harder to accept it, because I think the person doing it for him and not for me, so why should I listen to him? When somebody is giving a Musa Shmuz at the end of his life, he has nothing more to get out of it. So it's more clear that it's for the one who's receiving it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, even when he says it, it just hints to the different things. He says, by Rova, Mul Suf, Bein Poren, Bein Toifel, Lovim V'chatzeres, Vizohov, all kinds of names of places that don't seem to exist. So Rashi already says that all these places are remozim to different things that Klal Yisrael did. The Midbar is when they were complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi'itein Luseinu, who's gonna, that we would have preferred to die in the shrine than be taken out to the desert. Bar Avo, that was Bar Avos Moyev. They went to the Chet and Bar Paon. That was what we spoke about the other week. Mul Soif, that's the Yamsuf. Also there are a certain chelik of Klal Yisrael. The Yamel Yamsuf, the Yom the Yamsuf, they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, didn't want to go through with it. Bein Poren, Bein Toifel, the Lovan. Now she says that these are also that Toifel, the Lovan, is Shetiflu al Hamon. They complained about the mon, which is loven, which is white. He said, "Nafshenu kotzer b'lechem akolikyo." One of the most amazing comments Klal Yisrael said. One of those who said it. We had enough of this lechem akolikim. Chazal say that the mon tasted like anything you wanted to taste, except for a few things which are unhealthy. But everything else. So what were they lacking? Everything tasted great. It says that it was lechem abir, and it was a special type of bread. That's the reason why we have to relieve ourselves after eating a certain amount is because not everything in the food is digestible. So we have to get rid of all the soilus, undesirable parts. The mud was pure. It just gave us what we need for our energy to sustain us, and there's nothing left afterwards. So it was also complaining about that they don't have to go to relieve themselves. They didn't realize that this is the other way around, the chesed of Hashem. Chatzeris, Rashi says, it's a machlekes of koyach, or the Lashon Hava, Miriam, Dizov, and the ego. Bishwabroi, Dizov, Shahoyolan, Shenemak, Rashi brings the pasuk in Hosea, Kesar, Evesilov, Dizov, also a boar. They gave them so much wealth. Bezos Mitzrayim, so it was a tremendous amount of wealth. All the wealth of the world that was amassed in Mitzrayim was transferred to Jewish ownership. So Chazal say, they should have been content with what they had. Instead of being content and thanking Hashem who gave it to them, they ended up using that as making the Avodah Zarah. So this is basically Moshe Rabbeinu telling them that Rashi continues onwards, but the basic message is that Hashem was willing to do everything exactly in the sweetest, best possible fashion. And the different choice that you had was not because Chas v'Shalom Hashem did it to you, because you didn't appreciate the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the next pasuk that said, Acha also Yom Mechayrus. It was only 11 days. You could have went straight into Eretz Yisrael if you wouldn't have gotten involved in the Chet HaMeraglim, Kodesh Baneha. It's that Hashem's plan. If we would have lived up to the plan, we would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael. Lechol Mepirio, Mezboya Mituva. To eat the sweet fruit of Eretz Yisrael, to build the Beis HaMikdash. Those 40 years in the Midbar was something because of us. But if you think of it, in every situation that Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioning, and they complained to Hashem, was dafka when Hashem was doing a chesed to them. It just didn't see the bigger picture. When they create Yom Tov, Hashem says, don't worry, we're going to go through the Yom Tov, I'm doing something supernatural for you. And they were experiencing supernatural protection. They were after the Marcus. They were after, they had the Anonia, HaKovid, and Anonia H that protected them from the spirits of the Mitzrayim. They saw this as a supernatural thing. And even so, instead of just going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they complained that, oh, we're going to a certain death. And with a man, like we said, the man was the most perfect fooler, had everything. Both the nutrition that was necessary and the good taste. What were you lacking? And even so, they found what to complain about. It's lovely and it doesn't look nice. Yeah. There is something lacking, but come on. This is the best you can get. And well, everything was like that. Baal Paul. Worship is lowly, Avodah Zarah. The yesod of everything is a person's attitude. If a person is involved in himself, then he never has enough. And whatever he has, he'll always find what to complain about. That's the common denominator of everything over here. The Moshe Shmuz is not what your forefathers did or your parents did or you yourselves did in the past. So learn something that you'll be able to apply in the future. If the only thing we say is, oh, our forefathers complained about the Mon and the Yom Tov, they worshiped Baal Peor, and all these other things, so that's not going to get us. We're not by the Yom Tov, not even Mon. And we don't have the wealth of Mitzrayim either. That's another wonderful thing that Hashem gave us, tremendous wealth. But we misused it. If a person's involved in himself, they'll never be involved in the one who he's receiving things from. And it will always feel unfortunate and lacking. That's human nature. Death has a long conscious about it, which we may know parts and bits and pieces of it, but that's the bottom line. It's an amazing thing. Hashem created us with a physical body. And physical nature is that anything physical needs to consume other things to exist. It needs to get its energy and mibachutz from outside of us. That's why we need to eat. But if we don't eat, we're going to die. So the fact that a physical entity feels he's lacking something is something very important, because if he doesn't have, he dies. If a person would not have any appetite and never feel hungry, you have people that are working and they want to take enough time to eat until they suddenly drop dead because they don't have enough food. Or the fact that the body sleeps and the body feels that it needs sleep. The feeling of lacking within the body is a necessity to keep us alive. And that's why Hashem put it in us. We should feel we're lacking something. And then we should fill ourselves up with what we need. That's in the Olam HaEmes, the way Hashem wanted the world to be. And that's the world of the Chassadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That not only gives us everything, but he gives us assistance that we should make sure we take advantage of it in the proper fashion and we don't neglect ourselves. But here's where the Yetzer comes in. Yetzirah is not the Olam HaEmes, it's the Olam HaDimyon. These are the take things and distort them. This koyach that a human being has, that he feels he's lacking, and like we said, is there to keep him alive, he makes that as a way to a mind frame of life. I'm always lacking. I just need more and need more. And if a person has that mind frame that I'm lacking, no matter what he has, it won't help him, because as long as that mind frame is intact, it's not the thing that he's lacking. It's the way he relates to things. Instead of saying I'm lacking what I need, he's saying I'm lacking what I don't have. And there's a very big difference. If you're lacking what you need, so when you get what you need, then you're satiated and you're happy and you live a peaceful life. If you're lacking what you don't have, you're never happy. That's what the Maharal says, an amazing thing. He says, the famous Gemara in Brachas, God lahad nenem yegia yeishim yilush ramayim. The person who enjoys his work, his hard work, is greater than yilush ramayim. Because he gets oilam hazeh, and oilam hazeh, and yilush ramayim only gets oilam hazeh. How could it be that a person enjoying his work is greater than yilush ramayim? So the Maharal says an amazing thing. He says, why are people not... Why is it so that people work so hard and they always feel they don't have enough, and they're frustrated and all kind of other things don't get to the business. They never get to that point of I'm so happy, I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm working, I'm at Panosa, everything's good. Because it's that if they have the mind frame that I'm lacking what I don't have, so no matter how much how much money I made and how much money I have, I don't feel satiated. I feel lacking because I still have all those things I don't have. Still have every penny that exists on the entire planet. I will not be comfortable because I'm lacking what I don't have. Whereas I have the attitude that I'm lacking what I need, that a person can have a very simple panosa and not be making so much money, but he realizes, this is Baruch Hashem, Rishbohu, Rishrachmos, gave me his panosa and I have enough for my basic needs. I'm so happy. I'm so happy with my, I don't have the pressure. I don't have the stress because I know all I have to do is have to make the right motions, the proper establishment, and Hashem will supply me with everything I need. And that's the way this type of person, goes through life. And this is a message which Moshe Ben Tzion Kalai Yisrael, and for us to look into it and to think. When we always think, if I be a rich man, if I have more money, everything will be all right. Moshe Ben is teaching us. Look, nobody is richer than Klal Yisrael at that point of time. That each one had bars and bars of gold and jewelry, enough to keep them alive for who knows how long. And instead of being content with what they have and realize where did these bars of gold come from, they came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it came, that Moshe Ben was a few minutes late coming down from Sinai, they took that gold and they made it into an eagle. How can you do such a thing? It's absurd. It can only be because I'm so involved in what I don't have, I'm not able to look past my nose. And I can't even look at the one who gave me the bar of gold. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing with the mon and everything else. How can it be they can complain about the mon? They're in the desert. There's a miraculous bria that Hashem is giving to them. They all feel good. They feel healthy. Tastes good. What's lacking? It's the same type of thing. If my mind frame is that I need what I don't have, so it's the most wonderful thing, but I need something else. I had enough of this. I want the regular steak, not the mung steak. I want something else, whatever I want. And I can't see that where it's coming from, because once again, if I'm focused on I need all that, I don't have the mind frame to look where it's coming from. I'm just overwhelmed with all these things that I'm lacking. And it's with money, it's with COVID, it's with everything in life. That's what causes all those frustrations, that causes anger, that causes all the midas and the titus, I need to eat this, and I need to be involved in this, and I need to look at this. It's all because all of that really, in my mind frame, I need it. I'm lacking it. And that's all. And that's the next thing that Moshe Rabbeinu says a few psukim later, that Eicha Esa Levare Tochacham Asecham Verizchem. How could I handle Klal Yisrael having these fights over the nature of monetary issues between themselves? my connections work it out and realize other rabbis are more than happy that he should have it. He said, I'm more happy that he should have it. And we come together to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he'll tell us what to do exactly. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was expecting Klal Yisrael to do. Each one wanted to give the other one. And they had to go to the Rav to say, who's the one who should take? Each one give to the other one. But it wasn't like that. There was something lacking over there once again. The self-centeredness, which stems from this mind frame, is that I'm lacking what I don't have. And if I'm lacking what I don't have, then I'm always a never, and I'm always frustrated, and I'm never happy, and I can never be market favor. Because whatever I have, it's not enough. And this is an opportunity to be those members of Klal Yisrael, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and the ideals that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. And the other way around, I'm lacking what I need. And when I look like that, I suddenly open up my eyes and I say, what I need, Baruch Hashem, I have everything. I have the sustenance I have. I'm not starving to death. And the basic health. And the level of cover that I'm receiving, like, it's also what Hashem wants me to have. I don't need to drop more. I need everybody to bow down to me and do exactly the way I want. And if they don't do it the way I want, it's not a reason to get upset. Chas v'shalom. If I'm doing it, if somebody does something not the way I want and I get upset, it shows that deep down, I believe I am God. I am the king and everybody has to do it right. And I can't even think, maybe the reason why they didn't do it is because they had some good reason. Maybe they were overwhelmed with something else and they couldn't care for me. So what? And then once again, if I have a mind frame, I'm lacking what I don't have. So if I don't get everything my way, constant explosion, constant frustration. And if I'm lacking only what I need, is in Baruch Hashem, I have everything. And I'm so thankful I could see past where it's coming from. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set me up in such a beautiful world. My family, myself, Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Mitzvahs, health, panosa, whatever it is. Everything is way, way ahead of what I really deserve. And with that, I can latch into the new thing, the giver of it all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I see the tremendous toughness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives me the desire to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also be Baal Chesed, taking everything more seriously. We're now in the week of the Chulin Beis HaMikdash. This is the time to feel I have everything I need, but one thing I'm really lacking. That deeper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good for me. I just would love to be able to go to His Beis HaMikdash over here. I would love to have a more natural feeling for the Torah Mitzvahs, more excitement about my tefillah, and all these things are less because we're in Golus right now. We don't see it so much clearly. We're subjugated to the ideals of the selfish, greatest world, the world that everybody's lacking everything they don't have. It should be zeichah of a message, take this message. And it's time of Avelis, but Avelis is something that could uplift us to realize, no, I don't want to be part of that world that I'm lacking what I don't have and always not be satiated, not be happy, not be able to look past my nose. I want to be part of that glorious nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm lacking what I need and I'm not lacking anything. Because Hashem is taking such good care of me, and with that, in the spell and yearn for the days of keeping back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it with Klal Yisrael after the Geula, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Mi'as HaMashiach, Sheyovah B'Meir V'Meinu.